We want to be able to stay connected with you. You can watch our Sunday services on Facebook, YouTube and our website. You can also listen to them on Spotify, Google Podcasts and Apple iTunes. If you don't have internet access, you can use your dial-in service by calling 028-9227-0922 and listening in. Let's stay connected. Hello and welcome to St. Columba's Deira Volghi. My name is James and I'm the minister here. If you're joining us for the first time, we want to give you a warm welcome. We hope you feel at home here, in your home. I've said that a couple of times now, but we really do believe and hope you feel like that. Obviously, we're not able to meet as a community gathered in one place at the moment due to restrictions that are placed on us. And so we are scattered into our own homes, but gathering together through this medium. So welcome, one and all. Welcome as we come together as a community of faith today to worship a God who is alive and well. We believe in the resurrection. We believe that the Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. He is present with us. And he is present with you here in your home today as well. Often, whenever we gather in our church building, we read together. We read a portion of scripture over us as we begin our service. Today, the psalm appointed for today is Psalm 23, a very relatively well-known psalm. So let's read that over us today. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and he leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul and he guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. So surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's pray together. Father God, we want to thank you that you are the shepherd who looks after each one of us. You care for us and you look out for us. But more than that, you prepare a table for us. You anoint our head with oil. And so in this moment, Lord, as we come before your word, as we gather together with one purpose, to worship you, Lord, we want to thank you that you are with us. And as we lean into you, that you hold us up. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. So Lord, in this moment, as we seek your presence, we pray that you would reveal more of yourself to us. In your precious name, amen. Amen. A really important element of what it is that we do in our Anglican tradition is that we recognise our failings and our failures before a God who is perfect and holy. That act is called a confession. And so that's what we're going to do at the moment, to seek the Lord's forgiveness into our lives. Let's pray together. Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done wrong in your sight and we are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So may the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sin, restore us in his image, to the praise and glory of his name alone, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. This is a point in our service where we normally have a little moment for our children before they leave for their particular programs. Normally that begins with inviting the children up to the front and then me asking, what's this? As a wee question, holding an object up. And so today I have with me a packet of crayons. And you wonder, what's he for doing today? Is he going to be an artist? Is he going to draw a picture? Is he going to colour something in? We're thinking through this series in Exodus chapter 33, where Moses prays some very bold prayers to God. First week, we looked at show us your way, and then we looked at show us your presence, and today we're looking at show us your glory. So God's glory is something that cannot be matched.
But in God's glory, we see a creator God. We see a God who is able to make something from nothing, a God who is able to step into every situation and, as it says in the scriptures, make everything beautiful in his time. I think that's a wonderful piece of scripture. The Lord makes everything beautiful in his time. Often crayons are used for drawing and colouring in pictures, aren't they? One of the things that we've encouraged in the last couple of weeks with our wee video is that we look for the creator God, and we encourage the children to create pictures and pin them onto the front windows of their houses. I hope you've been doing that. If you've been out for your daily exercise, maybe you've noticed some of those pictures in other people's windows, and you've been able to look at the creativity of what they are, rainbows or other pictures. We worship a God who is creative, a God who is full of colour, and a God whose glory is unmatched. So as we draw pictures, as we colour in this week, let's remember that the glory of God, the majesty, the greatness of who he is unmatched by anybody else in the whole of the world, ever. And that's the amazing God that we worship. We're going to hear more about this God that we worship from Exodus chapter 33.
The reading is from Exodus 33, verses 12 to 23. Moses and the glory of the Lord. Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favour with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways, so I may know you and continue to find favour with you. Remember that this nation is your people." The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?" And the Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing you've asked, because I am pleased with you and I know you by name." Then Moses said, "Now show me your glory." The Lord said, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." But he said, "You cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live." Then the Lord said, "There is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen." This is the word of the Lord.
This is the third part in our series, Show Me, the third and final part in it, actually. First week, we looked at show me your ways. Nearly forgot what that was there for a minute. Show me your way, or teach me your ways, as Moses asked. Moses asking God to show him the purpose that he had for him, declaring that he wanted to know what God's way was. Not focusing on the circumstances around him, but focusing on what the purpose of God was for him in the circumstances and situation. The second week was show me your presence. And Moses was not prepared to go anywhere without God's presence. We heard that Moses, knowing that God's presence was with him, was all that he needed. We know that the presence of the risen Christ is with us today. That he is in us is greater than he is in the world. He brings hope and light and life into each of our situations. And so the last couple of weeks I've encouraged you to linger in God's presence, to search it out, to spend time in it. In this new normal, to see, and everything else is stripped away, to spend time with him and see what he would have to say to you and for you. So the third and final of these bold prayers of Moses today is, show me your glory, O Lord. What is the glory of the Lord? Well, it's the unmatched and unprecedented characteristic of who he is. The glory of the Lord fills the whole earth. The glory of the Lord lives in me and in you if we have given our lives to Jesus Christ as our Saviour. The glory of the Lord is unmatched by anyone or anything else in the whole of the world, in all of eternity. Has never been matched, currently is not matched, and will never be matched. Because the God that we worship and the glory that we give to him, he is worthy of it. And so whenever Moses prays, show me your glory, O Lord, he's not just praying, God, show me your marvellous and mighty deeds. He's praying for more than that. I believe Moses is praying for the very characteristics of who God is to be present with him in this current circumstances. The characteristics of the great I am. Remember, Moses, whenever he was being sent to Pharaoh ask the people to leave, the nation of Israel to leave Egypt. And Moses said, but Lord, I can't do this. I can't talk. I stumble and I stutter. And God took away all of those excuses. And then the last one that Moses had was this. God, whenever Pharaoh says, who sent me? Who will I tell him? And Yahweh responds, tell him, I am, has sent you. Now, over the last number of weeks, you've heard me say that he is the great I am. He doesn't need any other explanation after that. That's why he simply said, I am, has sent me. Because he doesn't need anything other than that, because he is everything. So whenever Moses prays, show me your glory, O Lord, he's praying to the great I am to show him everything that he is. Listen to it again. Verse 17. The Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you've asked, because I am pleased with you, and I know you by name. Then Moses said, show me your glory. And the Lord said, I will cause my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. God is sovereign and God is in control. A few weeks ago, Easter Sunday, we talked about we can't put God in a box and wrap him up and leave him in the attic like we do with all of our other junk in the hope that someday we might need it or might use it again. God cannot be put in a box and left to the day that we think we need him. The great I am is present with you and with I in this circumstance. And whenever we pray, show me your glory, O Lord, we are praying for the very distinct presence of the living God to manifest itself in us so extremely, so acutely, that we are so distinguished from anybody else. This builds on the presence from last week. The glory of God is the one who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask, seek, or would even dare to imagine. That glory is the glory that shines and says that the darkness cannot overcome the light. That glory is the glory, is the moment that others will look to and see who it is that we worship. The glory of the Lord present in you and in I is the one that gives us hope for what is yet to come. It's what makes us distinct from the world around us. But it's more than that. It allows us to have joy. Not the sense that we are happy all of the time, because that's not what the joy of the Lord is. The joy of the Lord goes much deeper than that. The joy of the Lord is an unprecedented knowledge within you, within your spirit, that the God that you worship is with you. that you're standing on his foundation, on Christ the solid rock. And no matter what comes, no matter what may come, you have him. And so deep within you, there is this sense of joy wells up. You look at things with a different perspective. You see circumstances around you with different eyes. You have a new focus, a new perspective, and a new vision of what life is. That's the joy of the Lord deep within you. Stop being happy all the time. Because just because we're a Christian does not mean that trouble and hardship will not hit us, that we might not lose our job, or we might not, sickness might not enter our door. But being a Christian, being a believer in Jesus Christ, means that we know that no matter what comes, we have him. This God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The God who released the people of Israel from Egypt through miraculous deeds. We can call his past faithfulness into our present situation. And we can ask that he would show his glory to me. Not that James Boyd would look good, or that James Boyd would be able to set himself up on a pedestal, but that I would become a pointer to the living Lord. Because that's what we're called to be. So Moses prays, show me your way, show me your presence, show me your glory, so that you and I can be pointers to the living God. Because Moses, remember, was in the tent of meeting. Moses was in the place where he met with God. And the whole nation of Israel in the wilderness had come to their tent doors to stand and to wait. And actually, as it tells us, to worship until Moses had come back out of the tent. Because they knew that whenever Moses met with God, something good was going to come from it. What's the promise that God leaves us with in Exodus 33? Well, verse 20. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live. Then the Lord said, there is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft of a rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen. The cleft of a rock, that's a gap in a rock face, a solid wall of granite, if you like, with a little crevice and crack in it. And God says that Moses was to put his face into the rock so that he couldn't see the Lord. But there's something more in that, I think. Deep down in me, I sense that there is more in that than just not looking at God. Because never Moses put his face into the cleft of the rock, what did that leave? It left his vision blind and gone. He couldn't see what was around him. And the most exposed part of his body, his back, was now the only part that was sticking out. Do you feel exposed at the moment? Do you feel that you can't see what's going on around you at the moment? And maybe that makes you fearful, anxious, or afraid of what is yet to come. But did you hear what the Lord did? Listen to it again. Then the Lord said, there's a place near me where you may stand on a rock. He's standing on a rock. Over and over again, the scriptures describe Christ as the rock. Let's stand on the rock of Christ first. And whenever verse 22, when my glory, the Lord says, passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand, and I will have passed by. God has asked Moses to put his face in the dark place. But God has his back. God has placed his hand at the very back of Moses, his most vulnerable and exposed place. And even though you and I may believe and think, or maybe we are actually in this moment looking into a dark place, when we ask God to show us his way, his presence and his glory, then we rest in the assurance that he has our back. That's when the joy of the Lord can well up within us, that hope has a new foundation and a new song. That's not some kind of trite statement that says everything's just simply going to be okay. That whenever we come out the other side of this, we can return back to normal. As I said a couple of weeks ago, I'm not sure that I want things to go back to the way that they were in their entirety. I think there's a learning curve in this for each one of us. And only you will be able to answer what the new way of doing things will be in this moment and when we come out of this. New habits will have been formed. New ways of doing things. New understanding of what is the most important thing in your life or people in your life. And so that's why it's ultimately and resoundingly really important that you linger in the Lord's presence, that you ask those bold questions and prayers. Show me your way, O Lord. What is your purpose for me, Lord? In this situation, what do you have for me? Show me your presence, Lord. I'm not prepared to go anywhere without you. And show me your glory, Lord. Let me understand and know the majesty and the majesticness. It's probably not even a real word, but you know what I mean. The majesticness of who you are, the great I am, so that you know that I have your back, Lord. And in that moment, we can understand who he is and what he has for us so much more. So what are you going to do? How are you going to respond? Let your cry today be, show me, O Lord, your way, your presence, and your glory, so I might never be the same again. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you are indeed the one true God, that there is none like you. And so in this moment, we want to search for you more deeply. We want to take another step on a journey with you. Lord, we want to understand you more. And so, Lord, as we linger in your presence, as we stand on the rock that is Christ, as we rest in the knowledge that you have our back, Father God, show yourself to us more and more, we pray. So Lord, come. Be with our leaders, we pray. Our leaders in Westminster and in Stormont. Be with our civic leaders and our religious leaders. Be with me. Give us courage and boldness, Lord, to proclaim you in these days. We pray for our political leaders, they would have wisdom and discernment in the decisions that they make and how they lead us and how they make services available to each one of us. We pray for those who continue to be in the front line, whether that's in the NHS or in another service industry which is providing for us. So Lord, come. Come in this moment and be present with us, we pray. We use the collect for this fourth Sunday of Easter. Almighty God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, is the resurrection and the life, raise us who trust in him from the death of sin to the life of righteousness, that we may seek those things which are above, where he reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. our Father in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being with us today. Please do continue to hook into our website, www.deravulgi.com, on our Facebook page for more updates. And watch your little video clips that we're doing. Some are coming from members of this congregation, some are coming from me, but hook into those and be inspired by them. And leave your feedback and your comments on them as well. It's lovely to hear your voices and your words in these days as well. If we can be of any help, please email us info@deravulgi.com or phone 0289252 8242. But until we see you again next time, 10:30 next Sunday, we want to wish you God's richest blessing upon your life, that you might know his presence in this moment. As the scriptures say, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest in each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen.